A trusted presidential advisor and someone who helped organize their family business.
I think that's when we really developed this really good partnership. I could say, don't buy corn anymore. We make losing money on it. I could advise him. And it just developed into a really wonderful partnership.
Rosalynn Carter kept up her public service for more than 40 years after leaving the White House with Atlanta's Carter Center, helping advance democracy, human rights, and preventing disease around the world. Andy Field, ABC News.
Rosalynn Carter was married for 77 years to Jimmy Carter, who's now 99 years old. It was just announced Friday that she had entered hospice care. Her husband has been in hospice care since February. Again, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, dead at 96. This is ABC News. As the war against Hamas rages on, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal telling ABC News that he remains hopeful that once Hamas is dismantled inside of Gaza, that a two-state solution can be achieved, echoing President Biden's warning that an Israeli occupation could be destructive to their goal of peace.
My hope is, looking ahead, that there can be a kind of Marshall Plan, which, as you recall, was done for Europe in the wake of the catastrophic destruction of World War II, and rebuilding and reconstruction to create new lives for the Palestinians.
Blumenthal saying Israel has to do more to reduce civilian casualties, provide humanitarian relief to enable more people through some kind of corridor to find safety. And there's a rescue mission underway right now in northern India. Crews trying to figure out how to get 41 workers stuck in a collapsed road tunnel out. The workers have been trapped for a week now. They started drilling Thursday, but are afraid debris might hinder their efforts. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can...
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Plans to expand part of Interstate 94 in Milwaukee are reigniting a debate over the environment. Mike Mohn has more on a new study that suggests narrower traffic lanes could lessen the environmental impact of new road projects.
Research from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health was more focused on urban roadways with speed limits of around 35 miles an hour. Dr. Shima Hamidi helped lead the study, which says switching from lane widths between 12 and 11 feet, long the norm, down to 9 feet helps reduce traffic collisions. She says it also leaves more room for options that don't involve vehicles.
It also will help many people to switch from driving to other modes of transportation, such as biking and walking, which could result in greenhouse gas emission reductions from transportation.
The study notes that with narrower lanes, people won't feel compelled to drive as fast and will be more alert. Hamidi says while this approach might slow traffic, past research shows minimal effects. That means these changes wouldn't cancel out environmental benefits. Hamidi also notes that transportation planners and engineers have expressed liability concerns, but she says her team's study is one of the first to give cities and states firm data on the traffic safety side, showing that skinnier lanes are more effective.
We are getting more and more interest from transportation planners, mostly at the local level. Cities are eager and interested to really see how this could be implemented.
Hamidi says the next steps involve more research to quantify some of the other impacts, including air pollution. The study issued this month analyzed nearly 1,200 streets in 7 cities around the U.S. The findings come amid a gradual increase in pedestrian fatalities over the past decade. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.